Well, that's the first snow we ever had in these parts, as far south. In fact, it's the first I'd ever seen. And lots of the other old timers that were raised here, they'd never seen snow before. We certainly wasn't looking for it down here. That's the first snow we ever had.
I guess they caught all of your
leaves. Yeah. Some people, you know, drive 1,000 a mile and get to see the snow. We stayed at home and got to see it.
That's true. It's pretty unusual, I guess.
Well, I think it's the first time that they claim it's ever snowed this far south. It did get up around 1,000 miles. Tallahassee and up in there a few times, light snow. But this one was, I guess you'd call it, pretty heavy.
Did many people around have trouble with the pipes or anything like that?
Not a whole lot. It froze the hoses up pretty bad. Busted maybe a few pipes. Not much.
When we talk about those winds, they got any names for winds that they might come midway from the south or west or something like that?
Well, it's not too much out on land. They did say it's out in wind out on the north and south, but on the water now, they call it a southeaster or northwester coming or something like that, you know.
They had it also the northeaster and south.
Yeah, northeaster, southwester, northwester.
You talk about the hurricanes, the clouds and all, real bad hurricanes too.
Yeah, it gets over dark cloud. And sailing real fast, you know.
Also from Northeast.
Y'all
have one down here recently?
No, we haven't had one, you know. I don't know, I guess it's been 10, 12 years. The last one didn't do much damage here. Because it went on up north, I think, and done quite a bit of damage.
Guess I'm pretty lucky. Somebody's still here.
I heard on TV that some kind of bush, a tree that only blooms every 100 years or something, every time it blooms, it's supposed to have a hurricane. They said it blooms over palm beaches.
Yes.
Well, the Indians, these Seminole claim the sawgrass grows out in the mucky places out in the pond or marsh. They claim when they see that blooming, they call it a storm. It's going to storm. We call it a hurricane. But I don't think it's much to that. I think it blooms every year.
You mentioned those marshes. You mentioned swamps earlier. Marshes and swamps, the same thing, or is that a little different?
Well, a marsh is more or less just a place that stays underwater most of the time, you know. And a swamp is just a regular timber swamp. Bay trees and all kind of stuff, you know, to grow in the water.
Either one of them salt water or
they
both?
No, most of it's fresh water. Don't much grow in the salt water, just called a wild mango. It'll grow in brackish water.
You don't talk about that. Well, they got any name for like when you have the ocean, a little kind of the sea runs up to a land, just, you know, comes into a land a little ways, what do they call that?
I guess they call that a bayou or a lagoon.
We talk about that weather on a day, you know, like a day when the sun's shining and no clouds, kind of thing. It says what kind of day it's going to be runs up to a land.
Fair day. Pretty fair day.
What about the other kind of day?